Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Simon Harris has been formally appointed as Taoiseach, receiving his seal of office this afternoon from President Michael D. Higgins. The Dáil resumes within the next half hour. Mr. Harris will present his new cabinet to the Dáil before bringing his ministers to Oras on Uachtaráin. In other news, the road at Umgill Mallon has reopened after two men were hospitalised following a crash this morning. It happened at 7 a.m. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. And financial support is being offered to livestock farmers struggling after persistent rain. Minister Charlie McConlogue announced the move this afternoon. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with Sports News. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the nomination of a new Taoiseach today, and Simon Harris is now the leader of the government. He was formally appointed as Taoiseach this afternoon, receiving his seal of office from President Michael D. Higgins. And from Oras an Uachtaráin, Emily Keegan sent us this report.
Simon Harris arrived at Oras an Uachtaráin this afternoon, accompanied by his wife, children, parents and members of his extended family, following the majority vote in the Dáil, which saw him elected as the 16th Taoiseach. He was welcomed into the state reception room by President Michael D. Higgins, and the President signed the warrant of approval, officially recognising the Taoiseach in his new position. Taoiseach Simon Harris was then handed the seal of the Taoiseach and the seal of government, finalising his acceptance of the role. The newly elected Taoiseach and the head of Fine Gael has now departed from Oras an Uachtaráin to turn his attention to the appointment of his cabinet ministers. He'll return to Phoenix Park later this evening, where the President will sign the warrant of appointment for the members of the government and the warrant of appointment of the Attorney General, each of which will be countersigned by the Taoiseach. Emily Keegan, Oras an Uachtaráin.
Well, the Dáil resumes within the next half hour, and Mr. Harris will present his new cabinet to the Dáil before bringing his ministers to Oras an Uachtaráin. It's expected that the Fianna Fáil ministers will remain as they are, which means that Charlie McConlogue will stay on as the Minister for Agriculture. The changes will be on the Fine Gael side, and there's much speculation in Leinster House as to what those changes are, with more. Here's Barry White.
The attention has now turned to who will be the winners and losers in the new Taoiseach's cabinet reshuffle. However, it is expected that Simon Harris will not be making any wholesale changes. Helen McEntee is expected to remain as Justice Minister, while the Longford West Meath TD, Peter Burke, looks a certainty to be promoted to the Department of Enterprise. Jennifer Carroll McNeill could be promoted to a junior role at European Affairs, a position which is set to become more prominent. Hildegard Nocton is being tipped to replace Simon Harris in higher education, while the government chief whip role is up for grabs, with the names of Patrick O'Donovan, Alan Dillon and Colin Burke all being mentioned. Barry White, Leinster House.
Well, Simon Harris was appointed Taoiseach-elect at lunchtime when the Dáil accepted his nomination by 88 votes to 69. At the age of 37, the Wicklow TD has become the country's youngest ever Taoiseach. In his first address in the role, he pledged to continue with the spirit of cooperation, which he said is at the core of this government.
And I do accept this nomination to serve as Taoiseach, and I commit to doing everything that I can to honour the trust that you have placed in me today. I want to begin by thanking my own party, Fine Gael, and also our partners in government, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, for their votes, and also for the independent TDs who supported my nomination here today. This is very much a partnership government, and I intend to lead it in the spirit of unity, collaboration and mutual respect. Today I want to pay tribute to our outgoing Taoiseach, to my colleague, to my friend, Deputy Leo Varadkar. The history books will absolutely record the incredible service that he did for our country in dealing with some of the biggest challenges of our time, most notably Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. But history will also record that he was a trailblazer as we broke free from some of the worst prejudices of our past and showing Ireland at its best to the world.
Well, not everyone is celebrating Simon Harris's elevation as Taoiseach. Opposition parties have today continued their calls for a general election. Sean O'Regan has been following their reaction to today's events in Leinster House.
First up was Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. and she used her speaking time on the floor of the Dáil to highlight the government's record on housing.
Micheál Martin, you recall, said this government would be the government to fix housing, but it got worse. Then Leo Varadkar came along. He said he'd sort out housing, and it got worse again. And now we hear Simon Harris say he will fix housing once and for all. And frankly, the people brace themselves.
People Before Profits' Richard Boyd Barrett says the country is seeing the return of mass immigration as a result of government inaction.
Young people coming out of the universities and colleges that Simon Harris has been in charge of, leaving because they do not believe, they have no confidence that this government is capable of giving them a secure and affordable roof over their head.
Independent TD Marion Harkin, meanwhile, focused on the issues within the health service.
From 2011, when Fine Gael entered government, the numbers on trolleys at Sligo University Hospital have increased by over 250%, while the national increase is 50%. The figures speak for themselves.
The reaction from Europe was a bit more positive, with President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen saying she's looking forward to meeting Simon Harris in Brussels this Thursday.
And there'll be more on the appointment of Taoiseach Simon Harris's new cabinet on our headlines at 6, our bulletin at 7, and on subsequent national and international bulletins through the evening. Other news, and the road at Umgill in Mallon has reopened after two men were hospitalised following a crash this morning. The two-car collision happened shortly before 7 o'clock. Gardaí are urging anyone who witnessed the collision to contact them. Financial support is being offered to livestock farmers struggling with the persistent rain so far this year. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue this afternoon announced government aid will be provided to farmers who have to transport fodder more than 75 kilometres. The fodder transport support measures are open to anyone experiencing a significant forage shortage on their land, but only applies to fodder brought after the 31st of March. Application forms will be available on the department's website shortly. It follows calls from farm organisations for help amid prolonged rain, which has left many tillage farmers unable to sow crops. A public meeting to discuss euthanasia is taking place in Letterkenny's Mount Errigal Hotel tonight. The Joint Rockfiths Committee on Assisted Dying has recommended the government introduce legislation to allow for assisted dying in certain restricted circumstances. A group of doctors opposed to such legislation has organised tonight's meeting at 7:30. Among them is Dr. Ken Mulpeter. He says suggestions that doctors will be asked to confirm people only have a short amount of time to live are very problematic and seek to impose legal certainty on what is a very grey area.
I'm 45 years a doctor and I never tell patients how long they have to live. I've never done so. I can have a fairly good idea if somebody's going to die within a week or is in the process of dying. Unfortunately, we all look for certainty in life, which doesn't exist. All we can supply is the knowledge and say, well, you might or you might not. Life is grey, it's not black and white. And once you go down the legal route, it becomes black and white.
The scandal of the numbers of children waiting on CAMHS waiting lists in Donegal continues, with hundreds awaiting treatment, according to ENTHU. Donegal representative Mary T. Sweeney has warned lives are being ruined and that will continue unless waiting lists are tackled. Latest figures show 253 children on CAMHS waiting lists in the CH01 region, which includes Donegal. No further breakdown is available. Well, Ms. Sweeney believes the reality on the ground is much more stark, and she says the recruitment embargo must be ended as a start.
From talking to parents, I would be concerned about the accuracy of those figures, because a lot of the feedback I get from parents is that there's extensive waiting lists. We've got to overthrow the embargo and get the right people in to support the families and the children, because early intervention is crucial.
A woman who was made to take out her prosthetic breast after travelling through Dublin Airport's Donegal says she felt she was being treated as a drugs mule, as she was forced to remove it in public view after it set off new security scanners. After telling a female staff member what it was, Ralta Nilenion was told to take it off and did so in a crowded security terminal last month. It's understood an investigation is now underway at Dublin Airport. And on today's 9 till noon show, she told Greg Hughes that it was the public nature of the incident that was most hurtful.
It was the nature of asking me basically to start hooking around in my underwear in the middle of the airport with all these people running around. I'm not a victim, but I was victimised. I think she started realising how humiliating it was as she started to see the prosthesis start to come out, you know. But, I mean, the irony is as well, There were about three or four guys on the gate with her, and none of them intervened to say, you know, oh, sorry, maybe this could be handled another way.
More on that, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com, and you can listen back to the whole of the 9 till noon show. It's podcast on our website, or you can watch it as it unfolded on our Facebook and YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Gardaí are warning people to be vigilant following reports of people begging in the Twin Towns area. Elderly people are being particularly targeted in car parks by people offering perfume for sale or begging for money. On today's 9 till noon show, during the Community Gardaí information slot, Gardaí Grainne Doherty had this advice.
We have had reports that people are being approached in car park areas, shopping retail car park areas within the Twin Towns, Ballybuffet mainly. People have been approaching them, mainly females, have been approaching them, offering to sell them perfume, begging for money for fuel or for various other items. So we're just asking people to contact Gardaí immediately if they are approached in this manner, because it seems to be the elderly really, and you know, that are being approached. And sometimes people can feel very intimidated and feel under obligation to hand their money over.
They're almost paying to get out of the situation.
They are, of course, and they're afraid, and they hand over their money out of fear, I suppose, mostly, you know, and we don't want that to be the case. So we ask people, please, if you're near a shop, if you're in a car park of a shopping area, just, you know, just make your way straight to the shop where you can go to a staff member and ask for help. Alert Gardaí if you're approached in this way also. We're asking people, don't buy goods in this manner on the streets. We're asking people, you know, if they wish to be charitable and they wish to hand over their money to for charitable reasons, go to a registered charity and maybe give a donation there rather than hand their money over to a stranger.
Yeah.
Journey times on the main Dublin to Belfast train line are to be cut to under 2 hours. It follows an investment of €165 million to transform Enterprise Rail services with a more sustainable fleet. It's been announced by the Peace Plus programme. With more, here's Chris Brennan.
The Enterprise Train Services provided a public transport link along the Belfast to Dublin economic corridor for more than 75 years, and now it's set for a huge revamp. The programme unveiled today involves replacing the existing Enterprise trains with brand new ones by the end of the decade. There are also plans for an early timetable and faster journey times between Dublin and Belfast.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Anthony Barry remains a contender for the Republic of Ireland job. That's according to the Irish Independent. They say the FAI have made a fresh approach for Stephen Kenny's one-time assistant, who is currently employed by Bayern Munich. Barry is also on Roberto Martinez's coaching staff with Portugal at this summer's European Championships. However, it remains unclear if there is a firm interest from Barry in the Ireland job. Well, reigning European champions England, they visit the Viva Stadium for a women's European qualifier this evening. The Republic of Ireland opened their campaign on Friday with a 1-0 defeat away to France. England, they arrive in Dublin off the back of a 1-1 draw with Sweden. Kick-off tonight is at 7:30. Ireland defender Megan Campbell insists they have no fear of tonight's visitors.
England's just another game. Yeah, they're ranked second in the world, but it's another football match for us. It's another opportunity for us to grow as a team, to get better and to continue, you know, learning. But we're playing in front of our home fans and our home crowd, and I hope that brings a big occasion for the fans and for us as a team. It's obviously, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to be able to represent our country and do it on the biggest stage possible against one of the best teams in the world. But we're up for it, and we wouldn't be Irish if we weren't. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
The group's other game starts at 6 o'clock. That sees Sweden play France in Gothenburg. Meanwhile, Northern Ireland, they were in action today. They've defeated Bosnia and Herzegovina by 3-1. They go top of their group. In other news, Cork City say they'll continue to liaise with the Munster FA, who last night closed Turner's Cross indefinitely for pitch restoration. Cork City's women are due to play DLR Waves there on Saturday, while the men's side, they host Longford 6 days after that. The club will provide an update to supporters as soon as possible. Well, tonight on the pitch, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says his team must try and hurt Real Madrid. The clubs meet at the Bernabeu in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Real Madrid have been given permission by UEFA to close the new retractable roof for tonight's Champions League tie. The Spanish club believe it could create a more intimidating atmosphere. City don't have any say in the matter, however, as they weigh team. But former Real Madrid president Ramon Calderon says Pep Guardiola's side are the favourites anyway.
To be able to go to the next round, we need a lot of goals. No, I don't think any number will be enough to be sure that going to Manchester, we can go to the next round.
Elsewhere tonight, Arsenal, they welcome Bayern Munich to the Emirates. Bayern boss Thomas Tuchel says Harry Kane will thrive in the hostile crowd at Arsenal tonight. The England captain and former Spurs striker is unlikely to receive the most positive reception when he plays in that quarter-final tonight. Kane has scored 14 goals in 17 North London derbies. Tuchel says he'll be keen to maintain that goal-scoring record.
I think it's very enjoyable for Harry to be here in Arsenal in a quarterfinal of Champions League, and it will make him very happy to score. I don't see how anything is holding him back. I feel him very motivated.
Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. In the Championship tonight, there's six ties down for decision. Five of those kick off at 7:45. One of those is the leaders Leicester, they're away to Millwall. Plymouth Argyle play Queen's Park Rangers. Preston play Huddersfield Town. Sheffield Wednesday play Norwich. Fourth place Southampton, they play Coventry City. And at 8 o'clock, third place Leeds United, they play Sunderland. In other news, Manchester United have confirmed that football director John Murta is to step down from the role. New minority owners Ineos are keen to bring Newcastle's Dan Ashworth in as sporting director, with Southampton's director of football Jason Wilcox also a target. Murta has worked with at United for over a decade and took up his current position in 2021. And a fans group says it's not good enough that just 50% of tickets for the Europa League final will go to supporters. The match in Dublin could feature two English sides, with Liverpool and West Ham still involved in the competition. Football Supporters Europe praised UEFA's decision to allocate 58% of Wembley to fans for the Champions League decider, but it called the offer paltry for the second tier competition. In snooker, Fergal O'Brien will resume with a 5-4 lead over Mustafa Dorgham in their World Championship qualifier. The first to 10 tonight will advance to a tie with 2006 World Champion Graham Dott. This is O'Brien's last tilt at a World Championship as he retires at the end of the current season. Finally for this evening, in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has suffered a blow and has built up to the French Open tennis after pulling out of the Monte Carlo Masters due to injury. The Wimbledon champion, who has yet to begin his campaign, has a forearm injury. Roland Garros, the second Grand Slam of the year, begins in less than 6 weeks. That's your sport. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A business premises on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny had its front window smashed in an act of criminal damage last Friday. At around 9:30 in the evening, a man approached, kicked the window and caused it to smash. Gardaí say CCTV has been viewed and more is being gathered. They're urging anyone who was in the area from 9:15 until 9:45 on Friday evening, particularly those with dashcam footage, to come forward and make it available. Those with relevant information can get in touch with Gardaí in Letterkenny. And Gardaí are appealing to anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the Caronaff area of Moville between March 31st and April 2nd to contact them. The front windscreen of a Jeep parked at a business premises in the area between those days was cracked and the driver's side window smashed. Nothing was stolen. Anyone with information can contact Gardaí in Buncrana. The Donegal branch of the Irish Hotels Federation has a new chair. Aisling Arnold, general manager of Arnold's Hotel in Dunfanaghy, has been elected to the position. She replaces Paul Diver. She previously worked as a chartered accountant and has also acted as a consultant for clients of the local enterprise office in Donegal, as well as a number of private business concerns. Ms Arnold says, along with striving to reach more environmentally friendly practices, her key focuses will include tackling the high cost of doing business and also the thorny issue of staff retention.
I suppose the key priority will be looking at delivering long-term growth for our sector, which I suppose includes our people development and sustainability. You know, around people, I suppose people are the key to the success of our business, and our priority is to continue to nurture an environment that attracts and retains talent and where people are supported to thrive and flourish throughout their career. So that, I suppose, coupled with, you know, there's absolutely no secret at the minute that the cost of doing business is hugely significant here in Ireland. And as an industry, we are at a crossroads, having experienced unprecedented increases in operating costs over the last 24 months. So this will be, you know, a key, I suppose, issue that I will be focusing on along with the National Hotels Federation to call on government to give us additional supports.
Aisling Arnold there speaking to us after being elected as chair of the Donegal branch of the IHF. And police in Derry have seized a scrambler after receiving a report of a male driving the machine on the road and along footpaths in Curraghnearan yesterday. Officers from the Waterside Neighbourhood Policing Team responded and observed the male on the scrambler. He then made off across fields. Checks of the area, including use of a police drone, resulted in the scrambler located. It had been abandoned in a field between Curraghnearan and Tollyallie. The scrambler was seized and inquiries continue in a bid to locate the male who was riding it. Police say when these machines are being driven at speed, creating a nuisance in built-up areas close to people and homes, it's very, very dangerous. They say, as well as safety concerns, there's also an impact on people's lives in the community. The forecast mainly dry for much of tonight, but rain and drizzle will spread from the west later. It'll become heavy by morning. Overnight lows of 2 to 5 degrees Celsius early in the night, but it will become milder overnight in freshening southerly winds. Tomorrow Wednesday, dull and misty with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. The rain will be heavy at times, especially in the morning with some localised flooding. Highs of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius tomorrow afternoon. Moderate to fresh southwesterly winds. Strong near coasts. Looking at the main stories this afternoon. The Dáil is due to resume very shortly. Simon Harris was this afternoon formally appointed as Taoiseach. He received his seal of office from President Michael D. Higgins. When the Dáil resumes in about 10 minutes or so, Mr. Harris will bring his new cabinet before deputies, before he brings the cabinet back to Áras an Uachtaráin so its members can receive their seals of office. It's expected that Fianna Fáil ministers will remain unchanged, which means Charlie McConlough will still be Minister for Agriculture and the Marine. However, there will be changes in the Fine Gael benches, although not as radical a change as was perhaps being suggested at times last week. In other news, the road at Umgill in Mallon has reopened after two men were hospitalised following a crash this morning, and financial support is being offered to livestock farmers struggling with the persistent rain so far this year. Minister Charlie McConlough today announced government aid will be provided to farmers who have to transport fodder more than 75 kilometres. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. Check all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 9th of April. The death has taken place of Joe Curley, Maharard, Mallon. Joe's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, at 8 o'clock this evening, going to the home of Margaret McColl. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Bridie Cullen, 28 Orchard Drive, Donegal Town, late of Ballantra and London. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Bridget's Church, Ballantra, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Lena Bruce, née Harkin, 19 Churchtown Park, Castle Derg. Funeral service in her late home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Castle Derg. In keeping with Lena's wishes, the house is strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Alec Kerr, formerly of Ballyar and Drumboden. His remains will be received into Letcher Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock this evening to repose overnight. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2, followed by interment in the adjoining burial ground. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Lake House Comfort Fund, care of Fonzie McElwee Funeral Directors, Milford. The death has taken place of Una Burns, 26 Brookvale Stripam, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on millmountparish.com. And the death has occurred of Jimmy Foodie, 13 Mountain View, Balladurg, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers to Leukaemia Research, care of any family member, or Bradley O'Doherty Funeral Directors. House private pleas from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.